This week's parsha, we learn about the simanim of the fish. Which physical characteristics determine the kashrus status of a fish? Snapir v'kaskeses, fins and scales. Chazal in Masechta Nida, and in a parallel text in Masechta Chulin, interestingly tell us that sometimes, if we just identify initially the kaskeses, the scales of a fish, even if we haven't yet found the snapir, the fin, we can presume that it has it. Any fish that has kaskeses will definitely also have a snapir. However, we are taught not necessarily in the opposite direction. Some will have a fin, a snapir, but not necessarily a kaskeses. And again, as we said, and we see in our parsha, you need both to actually be kosher. Two great thinkers saw a similar spiritual lesson, a deeper message embedded in this seemingly technical halacha about the kashrus of a fish. One of these thinkers was from Eretz Yisrael, the other from the United States. One was a leading Hasidic Rebbe and thinker, and the other a halachic master and leader of the Lithuanian yeshiva, decidedly non-Hasidic community. I'm referring to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Yosef Shalom Alyashiv, two great, brilliant, holy men, but who couldn't have been in many ways more different than each other. And yet, they both reach very similar conclusions and have almost identical insights into the deeper religious and spiritual and philosophical message embedded in the technical halachos of the kashrus characteristics of a fish. The Lubavitcher Rebbe's ideas are contained in his diary, which was published posthumously in a multi-volume work called Rishimos, and in an entry from, of all dates, September 11th, 1941, which, if I'm not mistaken, was shortly after he emigrated to the United States. The Rebbe explains, based on a metaphor from the Masechta Brachos, that the fish are Torah students, Torah scholars, Talmid Chachamim, and water represents being totally immersed in their studies, totally immersed in the Torah, like a fish immersed in the water, the Beis Medrash. And we see here that in order for a Torah student to be kosher, as it were, to be the right kind of Torah student, like a fish being kosher, the Torah student as well will need both of these characteristics, fins and scales. What is the deeper message? What is the symbolic meaning of this for the Torah student? Scales, says the Rebbe, protect the fish, like a body armor. And this refers, he says, to Yiras Shamayim, which is not necessarily part of a student's learning itself. It's not necessarily the substance of what the student or the Torah scholar is learning, but it refers to the personal characteristic of deep, deep faith, personal integrity, which is necessary to make sure that the Torah learning, so to speak, is on the straight and narrow, that one is being constantly intellectually honest and loyal to the basic tenets and values of Judaism. You need Yiras Shamayim as part of your learning. That's represented by scales. It protects and keeps the learning straight. Fins, however, represent something else. Fins allow a fish to propel itself forward, to move from place to place. And this represents not integrity, but the koach of chiddush, or intellectual and spiritual ambition. Not just remembering and memorizing what you've learned from other people, but coming up with your own ideas, blazing your own trails. Those are the two characteristics of a fish, and therefore, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, symbolically, they are the two necessary characteristics of a Torah student, let alone a Torah scholar. There must be scales, Yiras Shamayim and integrity, but also, if you want to be truly successful and great, you also need fin, you also need the ability and the desire to propel yourself forward and to blaze new trails. Now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe pointed out, as we saw in Nida and in Chulin, even more critical of the two, if we had to say, would be the scales. It says that Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's because we have to realize that not every chiddush is correct. Sometimes we become blindly in love with everything that is new, and that is a mistake. Sometimes chiddushim are absolutely incorrect, and just because we're moving forward doesn't mean we're moving in the right direction. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Yuma that if you're not careful, Torah can become not the elixir of life, but the sam hamisa, a terrible and dangerous poison. And we know this about Torah, but it's true about religion in general. It is the most powerful force in the world. Therefore, it can be the most powerful force for good, a sam hachayim, but when it is abused and misused, we know, unfortunately, it can become something very, very dangerous, a sam hamisa. And therefore, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, you need Yiras Shamayim. We always need those scales. We need the integrity to make sure that the learning stays in the right path that's correct and proper. Rav Alyashiv says a very, very similar idea, but doesn't focus necessarily on Torah students specifically, rather sees fish as a metaphor more generally for all Jews. As the Medrash tells us in Bamidbar Rabbah, commenting on the pasuk, Vayidgu Larov, Bekeref Aretz, the Jews are compared to the fish as they multiply. So too, therefore, says Rav Yashiv, just like a kosher fish has two characteristics, a kosher Jew, as it were, also needs these same two characteristics. And what are they? So first of all, scales, very similar to what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, says Rav Yashiv, scales mean protection from outside influences. We are constantly influenced by things that are around us in our environment. We are awash in a yam, in a great sea, an ocean of influences, many of which are not positive. And we can't be naive. We can't have no defenses or have our defenses down, as it were, for ourselves or our children. Many of these influences are very negative, and therefore we need to have scales. We need to have our protection up, and we need to play defense sometimes. However, it's also true that we can't only play defense. It's not enough. And therefore, in addition to having scales, having protection, having a body armor protect us from outside negative influences, we also need fins. We also need to have the ability to swim. We need to move from place to place. How do you define swimming? So here, the Rav Eliashiv says something so fascinating. The Gemara Masechta Kedushin and Daf Chav Tes tells us that a father must teach his children how to swim. Why? What about other dangers? Why dafka swimming? Why is that something that is singled out? So Rav Eliashiv points out that we often see a branch or leaves floating on the water going from place to place. But you don't say that those leaves or that branch is swimming. Why? Because it's actually just drifting wherever the tide or the current takes it. It's driftwood, as we say. But to swim means not just go with the tide or with the current, but to go in whatever direction you want, upstream or downstream, with or against the tide, with or against the current. Swimming, by definition, means you can go wherever you want, even if it's against the forces that are pushing you in one direction or another. Therefore, says Rav Eliashiv, a Jew has to swim. To be a kosher Jew, so to speak, you need a fin, you need the ability to swim. If we are awash in a sea of influences, etc., we need to know how to swim. Sometimes it's enough to stay where we are and just play defense, but sometimes we need to go against the grain, we need to go upstream, we need to move location, as it were. And that is what a father must teach his children, and that's the characteristics that every Jew must have. The ability not only to play defense, but when necessary, to play offense as well. This is the profound teaching of both the Lubavitcher Rebbe and of Eliashiv.